Hey folks, this is Alex. You're listening to Relationship Extra on the Bree Life Radio Network. Welcome to Relationship Extra. We're back again.
We're back.
I'm Alex. This is Stoney. We want to make a couple of announcements. We're
you're
not
pregnant.
Happy. What happened?
I said you're pregnant.
No. I'm pregnant.
Nah.
If I'm pregnant, let's go get some money. Multi-millionaire.
Okay, what's your announcement?
Well, the announcement is that I'm pleased to announce that we're not going to be on the Bree Life Radio Network.
Bree Life.
We're going to be on Bree Life Radio Network. That's on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So you will go to Blog Talk Radio / Bree Life,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to get to that. We'll be on Tuesdays. And this, I believe, is probably our first airing.
Yay. On
the Bree Life Radio Network.
It.
So this would be great. So also, too, don't forget our Facebook fan pages,
mm-hmm.
Our Twitter pages.
Yep.
Twitter is R Extra. That's our Twitter handle, R X T R A. And that's for Twitter.
Yep.
Facebook is Relationship Extra.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta type the whole word on Facebook.
Yeah.
So get educated, no text speak. You gotta type the whole word. Okay, so but I'm looking forward to the show today, the topic today. And
okay, before we get into the topic, what is all this with the Giants thing going on?
Well, we Super Bowl winners. So I got to represent. You see, we beat the Patriots again.
See, I have to hear this all.
Because they bums. I'm not trying to alienate our Boston fans, but everybody got their favorites.
Yeah.
I'm the Giants. Unfortunately, I'm the Knicks, too. Unfortunately. We'll leave that alone.
Yes, let's leave that
for
one
right
alone.
Now. Because as we speak, they're being demolished by the Heat. So we're going to leave
I
that
like alone. The Heat.
You like the Heat, huh? I bet you do. I got some heat for you.
Yeah.
So, but we were down on the Virginia Beach waterfront today.
Yes, today.
We had our, we still call her a 1 year old, but she's almost two.
Two. And she was getting it.
But yeah, she was getting it. It's just great family recreation, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, just the booty is out on the beach.
Yeah, women don't cover up as much as they used to.
They don't cover up at all. you're guilty too. I'm looking one way at the female booty. Stoney's looking the other way at the men, and we don't care. You look your way, I look my way.
It's
a great arrangement.
Quite nice. Yeah, me and Layla are going to have many walks on the ocean front.
No, Layla's not going to be looking
at
nobody.
What are you talking about? She's gonna learn about the male anatomy.
Oh wow!
And shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. The first thing you do when you go into a department store is go straight to the shoe department. Ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about.
You ever heard a saying that to a guy, never buy his woman shoes because she'll walk out on you? You ever heard that?
I heard of it, but as long as they're a good pair of pumps.
That's why I don't buy you no shoes. If you're walking out on me, and especially sneakers, you run out.
Run. So what are we talking about today?
Oh my goodness. We're talking about rebound relationships.
Rebound, yeah. Okay.
And we have a viewer question that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The viewer question is, why is my husband in a bad mood until I have sex with him?
Yeah, we need to talk about that one. So
I know some people like that. I don't know the viewer or the listener. But I do know some people like that.
Yeah.
But so we'll address that question. But what we want to talk about today is read my relationships, mm-hmm. man. I mean, do they really work? Can they work? You know, and you know, we're not talking about basketball. You know, basketball, shoot the ball. If the person missed, you grab the ball. That's the rebound.
Yeah.
So that's because the shot was missed.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship is called rebound because
the marriage was missed. The relationship was missed.
You try to rebound in something else, but can they work? If so, why? If not, why not?
I mean, I'll start it off real quick. I think that people want to think that rebounds, people want to think they're not in a rebound relationship, first of all. They don't want to think. I know I wouldn't want to think, and I think that I have been in a rebound relationship.
Mm.
And I would like, and after a while, I would like to think to say, is this really a rebound relationship? You know, because things start to happen and things aren't going quite the way you thought they were going to go, you know, thinking about your past relationship and all that stuff. So I think people want to not put the relationship in that category as it's a rebound until it's the end. And you're like, oh, yeah, it was a rebound type of thing. So I kind of don't think, once you realize what it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think people are like, I don't think I want to. Relationship is on a rebound,
right?
So, and a lot of people don't want to be the rebounder either. They don't want to be the one that's the rebound, like, you know. But I thought because someone's going to be the reboundee, someone's going to be the rebounder,
right?
So,
and both might be wounded.
Both might be wounded, but if one person's already gone through their dirt and they've gone through their, you know, seen other people and they're okay, and then they're going to get with somebody else, and that's someone that's just got a relationship. And you're like, but I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that person's like, you're a rebound.
Right.
Type of thing. So, you know, it depends on, you know, what side of the table are you on.
Well, you know, rebound relationships have, to me, they're very symptomatic of mm-hmm. people who don't want to deal with their own issues. I think from a psychological standpoint,
mm-hmm.
if you're bouncing from relationship to relationship,
mm-hmm.
you're not taking time in between. Because I know a lot of people that have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they go from person to person to person to person. They never take time in between mm-hmm. to figure out why the first one went wrong before they end the second one. As a matter of fact, they end to the second one before the first one ends.
So
many times.
So if they get from one relationship and that relationship went off a little while and then they break up and they go into another relationship, that's the rebound, correct?
Right.
But once they come out of that second relationship, the third relationship
is still rebounding.
How is that rebounding?
It's still rebounding.
How is that rebounding?
It's constantly
rebounding. It's rebounding off of the second one, but not off the first
one. Okay, let me explain what I'm talking about.
Okay, you explain.
The reason why I say it's symptomatic.
Explain to me, Lucy.
Yeah. A lot of explaining. This is why it's symptomatic, because by bouncing from relationship to relationship,
mm-hmm.
the person never gets an opportunity to get to know themselves. Why it went wrong. See, people love to blame the other person when relationships end.
Okay.
Oh, he did this, she did that, she did this, he did that, right? So you bounce to another relationship.
Okay.
That don't work. You still pointing the finger. Oh, it didn't work because he did this and she did that or whatever. That, you bounce to another one, that ends, and you're still blaming the other person. At what point do you look at yourself and evaluate yourself? Maybe you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're the issue and not the people that you're in a relationship with.
Okay, I agree with you on that, but I just don't agree that after you start bouncing, I don't think those are rebounds.
It is rebound.
I think one is a rebound.
Just like in a basketball game. Sometimes you rebound the basketball, the ball gets knocked out your hand, you got to grab it again. Okay, you have to rebound it again.
But I don't think that after three people, it's a rebound. I just think that they just
four people.
They're just in bad relationships because eventually you're going.
They're never
going to
get it right.
If you get married to one person and then you turn around and get married to the second person, that person is the rebound. Only the person directly after the main relationship is the rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Usually after that one mm-hmm. is not a rebound. To me, mm-hmm. that's what I always felt. Mm-hmm. That after the third, the fourth, whatever, those are not rebounds because the second one is directly affected by the first one. Because that person did not, like you said, take the time to heal and get it out, and they still
mm-hmm.
it would be a rebound. Mm-hmm. It still would be a rebound.
Then what would you call this constant running on through relationships?
The hoe. Oh, it's,
They are home.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No.
To me, that's almost sociopathic in a lot of ways.
I don't think it's sociopathic.
Okay, if it's not, what is it?
I think they're just searching for something, and they don't know what the search. They don't know what it is. I talked about this once before, and you and I had a discussion where a person is in a relationship, and they're in the relationship because they like that one or two things about that person,
mm-hmm.
and not looking at that person as a whole,
right.
at everything else that's going on. So this person comes up and says, okay, he compliments me all the time, or he cooks for me, but then the other things that he has about him, once mm-hmm. they get into a real relationship, is that he is, he's a habitual liar.
Right.
Okay? So she's willing to overlook all that stuff, the lying, because...
She might just be a her bitch. See, he might be a habitual liar, but she's a her bitch. You gotta take that into account.
Anyway.
Okay, whatever.
So,
just skip right over that.
I will jump over that. But that sometimes I think is a problem with us, is that we're not looking at the whole picture. We're just looking at a piece of it that we are gravitated to.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they go to the next person after it finally breaks up, whatever, you go to the next person and she likes something about that one or two things about that person. He's not a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So that unlike the other one, but now he's not as affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers her. But because he's not a liar, and when we tend to hold on to that, okay, well, he doesn't do that, but he does that, but... I don't think that it's not so much that it's a rebound. You see what I'm saying? I think that it's within
okay.
the person.
Okay, well, whatever the name is that you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
that bouncing from
it's
relationship...
not a bitch.
From
that's not a
bitch. It's not a bitch. But bouncing from relationship to relationship, that, to me, is not doing yourself any favors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something about yourself that you're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what you're afraid to find out
mm-hmm.
about yourself. But these are people who don't want to get to know themselves, don't want to blame themselves for everything. Everything's not everybody else's fault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to look deep before you leap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I like that.
Look deep before you leap. You can't blame everybody else for your mess.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take time to get to know the person that you're dealing with,
right.
but get to know yourself first. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They're afraid of that.
Right.
So it's easier to blame other people.
I agree.
I mean, that's just the way people are in life. It's easy to blame everybody else for your shortcomings because you don't want to look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why people bounce from relationship to relationship, and then you always hear them complaining, why didn't that one work out so-and-so? Oh, he did this. Oh, she did that. He did this. She did that.
Well, we're going to make ourselves look better.
You've been in 4 relationships in a year.
If I'm sitting here and I'm trying to, if I just meet you for the first time, and we're on our first date, and you ask me what happened to my last relationship, I'm not going to tell you because I did this, I nagged and this, and I'm not going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it seem as if they were the ones. Everyone does it. Everyone makes them a liar. No, because it may be true.
You know why you're a liar? Here's why you're a liar.
Why
you're lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself.
So if you meet a girl,
mm-hmm.
you meet a girl, and you say, and they say, okay, well, you seem like a nice guy. So
I am a nice guy.
Why are you not with your woman?
Why I don't have a woman?
Yeah, why aren't you in your last relationship? Are you going to tell them... I'd say back in the day.
Mm.
Are you going to tell them, because I cheated? Would you say that?
No.
See, then you a liar. Why?
Hey, you know what?
See, people?
That's not a lie. Certain people are not privy to certain information too early in a relationship.
You know, that's true.
You don't know where it's going to give this person all this information about yourself. And you got to be careful what you tell
mm-hmm.
people, because they'll turn it around later on and use it against you if in fact you do get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. I do believe you. I do agree with you on that. But at some point, so when do you tell them that what, there was times where I was not faithful? When do you tell them? After a year? When is a good time?
No, you spoon feed them. Little at a time. To see, and they got to spoon feed you. The same. You can't be on.
So you wait until they get all wrapped up into you.
You can't be on a first date talking about, yeah, I cheated 12 times.
Wait.
I got my missus pregnant, so what had happened was, you can't do that on the first date, because you may not be the same person you were then.
So do you,
hopefully
you're
not.
So that could also be act as if you were stringing them along to get them to, I mean, I was in that situation myself where I didn't know that the man that I was with had children.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the stepchildren that he was trying to take care of. He had two other children.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until after over a year that he springs on me that he has two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here like, what am I supposed to do with this information? Because at this point, I'm already invested and I'm already emotionally attached to this man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to say, because to me, I think that is totally wrong that you deny your children to anybody.
You know what? I just had this discussion with Bree.
Oh, did you?
A couple of weeks ago. It might have been last week.
Hey, Bree.
Yeah, I had a discussion with Bree, okay, between a lie. Okay, I think.
Oh my goodness!
Is it a lie or is it deceitful?
Okay,
was the question.
Okay,
now you get in a relationship with a guy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He don't tell you certain information.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask certain information.
But I asked.
No, let me make my point.
All
okay,
right.
You meet a guy. He don't meet with certain information to you. You don't ask certain information.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship goes on. And you somehow find out some things about him that you felt like you should have been told,
mm-hmm.
Is that a lie or is he being deceitful? Here's the difference.
I know the difference.
Well, here's the difference.
Okay.
In the beginning, if you ask the right question,
mm-hmm.
If he tell you, no, I don't have no kids,
mm-hmm.
No, I don't have any children, you find out 6 months later,
mm-hmm.
In fact, that so-called nephew was his child or is his child,
mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a big difference to me.
I agree. But certain situations, certain topics,
mm-hmm.
Should never fall in that category. Okay, I was in prison for 12 years. That is something you would spoon feed somebody,
mm-hmm.
But not too. You don't wait all the way for a year. You say, okay, after maybe the third date, there's something I need to tell you.
Right.
Okay. My wife was murdered, and so that's something you spoon feed, you
mm-hmm.
know, something like that. Something like that, because you said before earlier is that you don't know where this relationship is going to go,
right.
So you don't want to divulge too much information, and then this person uses it against you,
right.
and you know,
a lot of people will,
yeah. But children, parents, you know, psycho. Relationship, females or males, that's stuff I don't think you need to just totally dismiss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you got a psycho crazy ex,
mm-hmm.
I want to know so that I can decide if I want to invest.
Well, yeah, that's a safety issue.
Yeah.
That's a safety issue because if you got a psycho ex and you in a new relationship, you got to let that woman know
mm-hmm.
that your ex is a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because they may be in danger.
Yep.
You know, we're watching too many of these. Like, you know me, I watch my favorite.
Murder and Mayhem.
Dateline ID and Forensic Files and these
mm-hmm.
different shows. You know, and it just, and those are real life situations.
Yeah.
So it's just too much of this, can't deal with the pain, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to divorce him to be with this one, so instead of divorcing him, I'll kill him.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff. And we're going to do a show about dealing
yes,
with...
Yes, because I'm
yeah,
so tired
yeah,
of it.
Dealing
I'm
with
so
divorce.
So tired of hearing
and
about it.
The
yeah.
proper way to deal with divorce, separation.
It just makes it seem so unstable.
Yeah, it makes us seem unstable.
Mm-hmm.
Grown people
yeah.
can't deal with a breakup
yeah.
without going off the deep end.
Right, and then we try to tell our kids, hey, you know, you're in a relationship now, they get... Mm.
Right, okay. Well, that's a whole
nother... So
that's
a whole nother...
Yeah.
Whole
you know what? This show
mm-hmm.
is our legacy to our children.
Yes.
Okay, because they can always go back and play the tape
mm-hmm.
or play the video
mm-hmm.
when they get in a situation. This is what Mom and Dad said 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is a legacy to let them know we've been there.
Right.
So many others out there, all you guys, a lot of you guys out there have been there.
Been there, done that.
Educate your children about the realities of relationships.
Yep.
They're tough to navigate. That early phase about, you know, always we all happy and the sex is great and I love you, you smell good all the time, but that phase goes away real quick.
Real quick.
So then a reality check come in. People can't deal with the reality check. Now they're hitting on hard times. Now they're going at each other all the
right.
time. So, you know, we're going to deal with all those issues in another show.
Yeah.
It's a very serious topic.
It is a very serious topic.
But I want to surmise on rebound relationships before we get to the viewer question.
You go ahead, boy. You do
okay.
That.
My position is this. So I'm going to finalize it.
Okay.
I'm not. All right. Look.
I want to make sure we get to our time.
If you guys don't agree, fine. Write in. You know, rextv@gmail.com. Write in. You know, we'll see, you know, what the feedback is. Well, here it is. I think that a person that bounces from relationship to relationship to relationship, whether you want to call it rebound or what, by not taking time in between, they are running from themselves. There's something about them that they don't want to face. So it's easier for them to blame whoever they're in a relationship with why it's not working. If somebody came to you every day and said, you know what, Sony, such and such is not a nice person, and they 1 out of 100, you'll dismiss that one person. But if 99 out of 100 people came to you and said, you know what, Sony, that's not a nice person, you tend to believe it now. You're not going to believe the 1 out of 100, but you'll believe the 99 out of 100. Because the consensus is clear.
Okay.
And it's this type of thing that people need to deal with in their relationships, or in themselves, I should say, before they even get into a serious relationship. How do you surmise?
Well, I'm going to do a quick surmise that once you get out of a relationship and you move to the next person, they are the rebound. Now, if you want to make this work, then you need to take it slow. You need to find out what happened to you when you was in the relationship previously, because everyone is different in different relationships. Different people bring out different things in you. So you need to find out what it is that made you different in that relationship, and did it work, and if that was the cause, and then go into the relationship, because 9 times out of 10, the rebound is not going to make it. So.
Well, again, figure it out yourself.
Right.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of choked you up there, huh?
Memories.
Yeah, memories. Getting flashbacks.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. Let's move on to the
viewer question.
Cause that was good. The rebound was good.
Or the listener question. Now we're on Relife as well.
Yeah. So, okay. Tanya, if you're listening, this is your question. She's from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
My husband gets in a bad mood if I don't have sex with him. I don't always want to have sex with him to change his mood. How do I fix this? Ouch. I'm going to let you handle that one, because you seem like you're in that laugh with a lot of thought processes.
You know, I know a lot of people like this.
Mm-hmm.
From a male standpoint,
okay,
they put that poo-poo on such a high pedestal that it dictates their mood.
Mm-hmm.
It dictates how they navigate through life because they haven't gotten to a level yet when they're mature enough to understand that your poo-poo is not necessarily a prize for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a prize to you. And that's how they have to address it. Okay?
Okay.
If you don't want to have... Look, you my wife. Okay? Mm-hmm. You married me. You accept me for the way I am. Mm-hmm. All of that. You decide one day you don't want to have sex with me. Whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
If I brush by you, want to grab you or something, that's a big problem for you. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
See you. I'll be back later. call me if you need me. You see, I'm not going through those changes.
Okay.
I'm not going through those changes because that's not how it got started. You see what I'm saying? These guys need to understand that if the woman doesn't have sex with you, okay, if she do, she's not doing you any favors. Your mood should not be dictated on whether or not she has sex with you or not. There's a whole world out there, and you mad because you ain't getting none. Go to a movie. Go to a museum. Go buy some ice cream. There's so much to do.
Oh.
Then stick in your Johnson somewhere.
Johnson.
Johnson. That's how we said it back in the day. See, I'm old.
I remember.
I'm
Johnson.
Old.
Well,
you're old. I am old.
I am like fine wine.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
What are your thoughts on that?
My thing is this, that if your husband uses sex to clear up his bad mood, a lot of times, to me, it seems like he associates love and sex to be as one. And for you to show him love is to give him sex. And whenever you don't, it puts a damper in the mood. I don't agree with it at all, because that means that he doesn't know how to love. That's just my opinion. So I honestly believe that y'all need some serious counseling, because there's going to be a time where women go through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing that a lot of us be thinking about on menopause is sex. Some of us go on sex crazy. I don't know. They sometimes just go sex crazy.
And sometimes having a baby changes your sexual mood.
Sometimes.
What do they
does.
Call that? It's a name for that.
Having a baby.
No. I know that. There's a medical term for it.
There is. I've never heard there's no medical term for it.
Post baby.
Post-traumatic.
Some crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression.
Yeah.
See, you a nurse. You had to kick back in.
I didn't do the peds and the baby mama drama. I didn't do all that.
See, a lot of women have postpartum depression.
Or they have hysterectomies early.
Mm-hmm.
That changes because the hormones then change. So that stops us from, a lot of time, changes our mood and sex. So, but my personal opinion, this is something that probably needs to go to a licensed counselor to talk to him through this, to figure out what it is and how he can divert that type of reaction and stop equating it with sex.
But you know, isn't that natural though? Because guys, we're very physical. Okay, we're attracted to the physical.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of us, like you said, we equate sex with love. By our woman having sex with us shows us she loves us.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So
by us spending time and paying our woman attention,
yes,
shows that we love them. See, we view love different because of our gender.
Right. But you wouldn't say a prostitute loves you if you had sex with a prostitute.
No. There's no emotion attached to a prostitute.
Yeah, right, exactly, to a prostitute. But to a man, if a man thinks
that
love...
But there is no emotion attached to a prostitute. She got my money.
She's attached to your money.
Yeah, my money.
She got,
you mess with my money, you mess with my emotion.
She's attached to your money. But we wrap
you mess
that,
with my emotion.
We wrapping that money. Up, so we're going to... Hopefully that helped Tanya and, keep sending in the questions to...
Who you got me for?
rextratv@gmail.com. You got that.
rextratv@gmail.com. Stoney is really a trip here, you guys. But you got to love her. I love her. And we love you guys, too.
Yes,
we
do.
For viewing, for
keep
listening.
Watching us.
Keep following
and
us.
Listening.
And whatever you agree with, disagree with, we want to hear from you. Keep sending in your questions. We'll address them to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. And go from there. But this has been our extra, Relationship Extra.
Relationship
Extra. We thank you. rextratv@gmail.com.
Don't forget to breathe.
Don't forget breathe. Hey, Bree, we're on Bree Life Radio Network. Loving you right now. We're going to stay on this network, so follow us on Bree Life. Go to her Facebook page as well.
Yep.
Bree Life Radio Network on Facebook. And there you go.
There you go.
All right. Love
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Relationship Extra on Bree Life Radio Network.